from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
There have been more anti-government demonstrations in Suriname. The West Indies beat New Zealand in Southampton to go joint second in Group B, and the newly elected party in St. Martin is accusing the government of financial incompetence. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The anti-government demonstrations have been spreading in the Surinamese capital, Paramaribo. Today, tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets protesting food prices and demanding the resignation of President Jules Widenbosch. The president says there's no crisis. The reporter Dennis Sampson told me the latest.
It has worsened. Today, much more people marched through the streets shouting that the government has to go home. They blame the government. They accuse the government of the economic problems they are facing now. The exchange rate has gone up immensely the last couple of weeks. From it started the beginning of this year, it was about 500, 600 guilders. The exchange rate today was between 1,500 and 1,600 guilders for a U.S. dollar. Things are getting worse. And, according to the protesters,